Is your presence at the Shus Daniel Shayla, which is your father, as at the Shus of Gear from Edelstein? Okay, so we're doing the piece in the Machane Israel about a person who has to, in the army, and he has to carry certain things in the army for the purpose of the army. So those things he's allowed to carry, because that's like part of the pikuach nefesh of the army. So could he carry now his private things, his tefillin, his shirts, his other things that are, and we didn't, so he says maybe yes, efsher. That's what you said of Ramos. You said efsher, he points out the word efsher. Efsher, the ain't alze iser. So let's look in the footnote here. Page 4. Okay, what's the din if a person, a baby fell in the ocean and this person has kavana to fish on Shabbos, to swipe up fish and the baby too. So is that Chil Shabbos? The Muskav and the Halas Dagim Vagam Tinuk should live well, Kuli Alma Emo Bishum Loch Bishabbos. Because the Tinuk is Pikuach Nefesh, so that was allowed. So if once you're swooping up the baby, you're also getting fish, which has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh, so it's not Chil Shabbos. So he wants to say that that's a din of Reba Shur. Because it's one book. So he, and in this case, obviously it's not the same. It's the Tinok and the Dogim. It's not, you know. So you could say maybe this has nothing to do.
Not just.
Yeah. Mali is there, Bosser, Moshkos of Hari, and Khalik Ben Shabs, the Yadav, Ilahoki Mali, and Skil Lavin in the Raisa. All right.
I'm just thinking about this. That is sort of a question on Rashma.
Yeah.
If he really thought to then what was the Gemara's having been and asked the whole question? Two things and three things. The question is between the Raisa and the Rabbana. You know, there's no question. So what's the harm mean? Once you say they both are right, then you have to evaluate.
Right. Yeah. So he says,
which Gemara is Rabbi Alter speaking, referring to? Our Gemara in Be'ah?
Well, you have the Gemara Menachos for the baby. Then we have our Gemara in Beitza. So now he says, look now, page 5, the first arrow. Nachzul l'dinenu. If he's a pasha, the b'dinenu heichashu marbe b'masa b'vas achas. B'k'tzasuhu onus b'k'tzasuhu b'rotzo. Say, Yimarba Mamasa Babasachas, meaning Miktsasuhu Onus, like the gun that you have to take. Because they're forcing you to do that. But the other thing is your Ratzel. So Das Haran, who is it the rice? Because it's on Shabbos. So it's an Issur D'oraisa. Well, that's a Rashba, Rabba, of Toysus, who Issur D'Rabbanan B'Vat. So he says that, so there's a nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ran. Okay, but that's a Rashba, Dime Yesh Lachim, but Mokham Pesayda. Since it's according to the Rashba that there's a read with Shurim on Shabbos, the Malkum Seder, because if you're gonna leave your tefillin behind, you're gonna leave out your tefillin. Because you have to take your army things, your gun, your clothing from the army, and all these things. But when you tie the army, you don't have to take your tefillin, right? But you want to take your tefillin because you're not going to take your tefillin. You're going to use your tefillin. The Malkum Seder. So he says that according to the Rashba, he thinks you could take it with the army material. The problem is, Manazed, this relayed the Eilan Rishus Harabim. That is, especially if you hold that we don't have a Rishus Harabim, this Manazed. Dumi Dumashahitu Harama, Bahagat, Otsi Mos Tfurim. The big the welcome say the high time he took Hayod was to say the Shina Machashiel Shoki der Hatsad. I'm Hotsi Hamos Besando. Okay, that's a separate thing. But so he says, and especially if we have, we want to say Amen Rishus Rabin Bismanazah. But then he writes in the next arrow, "Achmistapachnim tzorik dafkul lisas hafafotzim no sofing but also yad." In other words, you carry your gun in one hand, so do you have to carry the extra things in the same hand, or could you have the gun in one hand, the tefillin in the other hand? Is it's apachnim tzorik dafkul? Lisas hafafotzim hano sofing. But also yad, because maybe the tziruf is only when it's also yad. It would also say chafotzim shmuch v'alev. Yilav hachi efshe d'gam Rashba modded who isur d'raisa. Maybe the Rashba only said it's ribush yurim in the same hand. When Odilma came to ish echad, that's what I would have said. It's ish echad. Who cares? Why does it have to be the same hand? One hand, another hand is the same person.
Does that change the echus or the kamos of the malacha that's being done by the determination of the hand you're using? It seems a little...
Right. So let's see what he says. B'chor yesh lifshot ha-sofik mehad ha-minan imsach ha-mesh ha-tzbos nosham. Nosha. He takes his 5 fingers, he puts some cream on his 5 fingers, and then he puts it on his hair. And that's going to cause this bald spot, you know, where you're not allowed to make a bald spot in your, yeah. The Karachamish Krochus. So he did 5 Krochus, because each finger has some of this lotion that's going to burn out the hand. Bavasachas, the Chayv Chamish Malkuyus.
Oh.
1 second. Alma da Afsha Osaze Bachamish Etzbos Biarachas. The culture came also Lechas Yad, Lecha Tzoz Mishneatzma, Vade Kol Yad Yad Inim Mishneatzma, who is used to the Rice of Gamla Rashma, Yad Shayna Mukhakwa.
That's a separate limo
they have. Yeah. Then you're not enough to meet the city major out to fake toes from here. I wish for the Zim Hatra has had before his office.
Rabbi Simon, it seems that the Dagen case is a very extreme case, meaning it's such a great raya for what he's saying in general, because we're, the guy who's collecting the Dagen, we don't care how many Dagen he picks up, right? At the end of the day, as long as it's a Pikuach Nefesh situation, we don't care about Riboy Shiurim at all, it seems.
Yes.
Well, he said it's
not locust. Yeah. That was a
pool. It's a machlokes whether it's mutter lechatchila or it's mutter b'diavad or b'diavad.
You got to pick up the kid, but I'm saying whether you want to also pick up the fish, why pick up the chayav?
Yeah.
Wait, what did Rabbi Alter say? I want to hear.
Is that what we said before?
Yeah.
If you want to pick up the fish with the baby, then you might be chayav for the fish,
Oh, really? Oh, okay. If I remember, the Rambam's Lushan is very, I mean, I saw it the other day, it's very extreme, meaning you could even be not, your Kavana is not even to pick up a kid, and your putter.
Right, right. So these are all different things. So let's see now, page 6. It says, something Zayish will stop again, can be a bishul basa b'chola from Las Achas. Asra Achas, b'chol yad, b'chneirim from the Atzma. Because if you be vashel basa b'cholov with two different hands at the same time when you give one hasra, you have shtei malchus of nechshav l'bishul echad. It's already here. Ve'ein lav yirayil zem yehad aminim b'beitzim ala isha k'der b'basa af misha yehda tzvicha l'chaticha achas v'ayin esham osu l'mala shtei k'deris b'yachad l'ten achar kabvas achas ala eitz tef shed v'hu I'm sure Fushi Tirchum with Rabbanu in Balma, Tainu that feel be an echad, also losses Dover Zeh, Sof, Dover Le Esatol, the Matsasi Bureau Din Zeh, Ken Menachal, she is all ill, Fata, no Sof, but save, Chvas Mughal, Hem, Lobiyad, Lobiyad, Bifnei Atzma. So he's saying that you should be Machmer to take them in the same hand.
This gives a new meaning to the phrase, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that's a good point.
I've never seen such a chumra when we learned Basavar Cholov. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so the same hand.
Well, maybe you can argue two hands is like two kateros. I think that's not for sure.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, it's not so precious.
Can I ask a question? What in the situation by the fish, would I be allowed to eat the fish on Shabbos?
Yeah, we all have to say maybe it's in Luktsa Shaila, Nola Shaila.
Ah.
That's what we all have to say. Okay.
So that's really not a heter of Riboy Shirim, because Riboy Shirim is where we're allowing you, the chepetz itself doesn't become or say, usser. Does that make any sense what I'm trying to say? I'm just trying to think out loud.
Yeah.
In the case of the Gemara and Be'ah, where you're cooking things, obviously the extra chicken doesn't become usser.
Right. So you're saying that
the Dagen case might not be such a good case to prove the point, because the chafatzim here we're saying are mutter for us to walk around with.
Yeah, right. But that's what he's saying.
That's interesting.
and you want to bring the raya from that Gemara, korcha, that each thing is considered a separate act. So saying that maybe if you're doing it in separate hands, that's riboy malachas. That's not riboy shiur. Because riboy shiur means you're doing one maisa that has riboy shiur to it. That's, you take one pluck, but instead of plucking one apple, there are three apples on that stem. So you do one maisa malacha with riba, but riba shiur. But if you do two separate things, that would be riba malachas. So the question is, when you're doing carrying, you say that I've carried one thing in my left hand, one thing in my right hand. Is that riba shiur or is that riba malachas? Is that you doing extra malachas? You doing it with it? Where you say no? Your body is one unit. So if it's one unit, then it's riboy shiur. It's not riboy malachas. But on the other hand, maybe for carriers, it's masa. That's one. Or maybe you say like baksiva if you're writing. With two hands. You know, they say that Chaim Oizer used to be able to write with two hands at the same time. He does answer Shaila, and he writes three things at once. You know, he's answering a Shaila and writing with the left hand, the right hand, and so you could have three. What do we say? This is one. It's one. Maisa. So you want to bring a raya from that Gemara Machs that you put your five fingers in the acid, whatever, and then you put it on your hair, and then you have four or five bald spots on your hair. So you get five Malchus for Korcha, but you get one. So he says, by the fact that it says you get five, so maybe you see that each finger is a separate maisa, separate.
I'm pretty sure there's a from the hospital dealing with
maisa,
it's not at the corral.
You're carrying two different items again, so maybe into the same craft.
Do I get your marmot? We'll take a look. Let's get the marmot inside. We'll take a look. We'll take a look at size. Mark stuff off. Or could you say that Hotzah is a different, that you can't necessarily bring a rye from it? Maybe Hotzah is a different, my body is Moitzi. So my body, therefore, is one Chativa. So whatever I bring Moitzi, I bring Moitzi together, so it's one malacha and three bashir.
Kaf Amud Beis, Rabbi Simon.
Yes, Kaf Amud Beis. Yeah. All right.
A bunch of them together.
Yeah. Here we go. Half of the base.
They're not, Never can curse for him, Mohammed curse for him. One guy will go curse for Kafa, the guy will come rush.
Yeah. He's saying that maybe there's a special Yofusa that you kind of cut far from the car. If you didn't have a pasuk, you wouldn't be. That's what we're all to say. And then the Gemara says, "Mitzvah the Sach Hamishas, but also if Nosha Vatzinu Bevasachas, have a lay Hasrol Cholchad V'Chad." Ah, Hasrol, the came to Bevasachas Ka'ovid. So we say that the Hasrol goes at each one. Now the Heif Pichas Rashi says, "V'chad Hasrol came to Vasachas Ka'ovid, because it's V'chad Hasrol Heif Etz Mutfei Mehei." It's also the V'chad Hasrol Kulu as Bo Shadi. Yeah, so maybe you shouldn't bring your rifle, Jim.
Seems that's like every korcha you do is an isser, even though it's one chada, it's one hasra, it's one maisa, but every korcha is a separate problem. It's not a din in the fingers; it's a din in what the totsa of the malacha, or not malacha, totsa of the aver is.
Yes, it says b'shem chol etzba. I'm reading for the malacha. So Paul pulls a korcha for the etzba. Kol shekin zeh shosam chol yad malacha totsa for the etzba. So he wanted to bring a right for that tomorrow, that every yad. Every yad is. So if you want to be matir, you should have to take everything in the same yad. Or anything that you have a heter for should have other things with it. So you can have one gun in one hand, one gun in the other hand, and then fill the Rashi in one hand, fill the Rabbeinu Tam in the other hand, and you go. Okay, so this is the discussion. Okay, basically we're both sides, so I think we've now finished this packet with the issue of rebush urine, and it all tied into the safer stroke. Union brings all this down, it all tied into the places question. How come Vishte Halechem can't be baked on the Yantik itself, but you have Vishte Halechem, and you do it with rebush urine, like of other prayer, that's our role. Started. So I said this is not a question that people usually think about on Shavuos, but it's a good Shavuos topic. So if you have to give a shiur next Shavuos night on the Rebush Urim, now it ties into Shavuos. Okay, so starting tomorrow, I'm going to start the next packet about reason by dealing with mitzvahs and postponing mitzvahs. Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library said a good time for Shavuos would be the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu postponed Matan Torah by a day. You know, so the idea of postponing mitzvahs. Well, what's together? Whether you're allowed to postpone, whether it's considered a little essay. If you postpone a bris mila, what if you postpone a pinyan habet? Is that the same thing as postponing a bris mila?
That's a machlokas article. Skin.
Yeah, so we get a 12 about that. Yeah, definitely.
It's the 31st day, dafka, like the 8th day is not. The priest is kosher after the 8th day, but it's dafka, should be on the 8th day.
Right.
The question is, should a pinyan on both be on the 31st day?
So
they have to
be after the
birth.
Right. And it's only serious. And postponing marriage, postponing having children. That's the, that's a, you know, something very relevant in this world.